Hello and welcome to another edition of Orbit, the weekday devotional from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. If you're just joining us for the first time, Orbit is a daily Bible reading with some thoughts to help you to put it into practice in your life. We hope this is helpful. If you like it, please do spread the word. I'm Martin Saunders, by the way. Today's Bible reading comes from Romans chapter 15 and verses 23 to 24. Sometimes a bit of the Bible immediately speaks to us, and sometimes it needs a little bit of unpacking, and I'm pretty sure that today's reading falls into the second category. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while. I know what you're thinking. Why on earth are we stopping to look at this strange pair of verses from Romans? It seems fairly obvious that this is just a piece of commentary to the Roman church, a footnote which really has no relevance to us today. It is Paul talking about his travel plans, his idea of visiting Rome before his long-awaited trip to Spain. I mean, it's nice that he got around to that, but really, of what relevance is it to us? It's relevant when you find out what actually happened next. Paul had often spoken of his desire to get some Spanish sun, and he makes quite a few mentions of his desire to stop in Italy too. He'd made plans for his missionary journeys around Europe and Asia as he spearheaded the growth of the Christian church in those parts of the world. It was all very strategic, all very thought through, but Paul took a while to actually get to Italy. In the end, he was only sent there in chains on a ship, which crashed on the way because he was sent to stand trial in front of Caesar. And that certainly wasn't how he'd expected to finally come face to face with the Roman church that he's writing to here. And here's something even more surprising. Most experts agree that he never even made it to Spain. The greatest evangelist of all time, let's be honest, one of the greatest Christians of all time, made plans, probably in direct consultation with the Holy Spirit, and they didn't work out. I don't know about you, but I find that a bit weird and very encouraging. It's weird because he's Paul. If he can't get a good sense of what God's guidance might be for his life, then what hope do the rest of us have? But more than that, I think this should encourage us that even when our plans don't work out the way we expected or intended, God can still do amazing things in our lives and through us. Instead of going to Spain and Italy, Paul went to a whole bunch of other countries. If you remember the story of his shipwreck on Malta in the book of Acts, he even visited places he probably didn't actually know existed. He made his best plans, but God had even better ones. Perhaps you have a clear plan laid out for your life, and perhaps it's also true that your greatest fear, maybe an unspoken fear, is that those plans won't work out, that they'll be interrupted or that things will go wrong. The truth is, in the same way as happened to Paul in his missionary journeys, they might not work out as planned. We can't control everything. What we do know for sure is that God is working through all things for our good, and that ultimately he will never let us down. So perhaps we need to learn to live with a bit of fluidity, to accept that the course of our lives might not go exactly as we think we want them to. God didn't take Paul to Spain, but he did use him to bring the Christian faith to all sorts of other countries and peoples, almost certainly accomplishing more than Paul could have hoped or strategized for. There's an old saying that man plans and God laughs. I don't think that's quite true. It's more like we make plans and God says, my adventure for you is even greater. I don't know about you, but I'm learning to be comfortable with that idea. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer today. God, I thank you that ultimately you are in control. You have promised to be the rock underneath everything else in my life, and so I put my trust in you. I pray that you would use me in amazing ways to advance your kingdom in the world, and that you would teach me to trust you more, even when things don't work out the way I might have planned. Amen. There's now just a brief chance, as always, to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments of silence. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a very simple challenge, something to do to put this idea into practice. Here's today's challenge. Have you ever written out a life plan? Why not spend some time thinking about how you're hoping that the next 3 or 5 or even 10 years might pan out? Do this activity prayerfully, asking God to show you where he might want you to go and what he might want you to do in the future. God may speak to you through this, but also make sure you're holding the whole thing lightly. You never know where God might take you next. That's it for today. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Would love to hear from you. Otherwise, we'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.